The Philadelphia Energy Solutions oil refinery filed for bankruptcy. An explosion and fire tore through the facility in June and led the cash-strapped company to close. More than 1,000 people will lose their jobs. But some neighbors have cheered the end of the 150-year-old facility, the largest oil refinery on the East Coast. For State Impact Pennsylvania, Emily Pontecorvo reports on how the planned closure of the plant has sparked discussions on what a future without fossil fuel production could look like.
The closure of the largest oil refinery on the East Coast surprised everyone. It devastated refinery workers who, just days before, secured the facility and kept the city safe. Philadelphia Energy Solutions operator Brandon Peters says the refinery feels like home.
I love working at that refinery. I am heartbroken that it's over.
Peters' union, Steelworkers Local 101, wants a buyer to restart the facility. But residents living near the refinery complained for years about pollution that they say impacted their health. South Philadelphia resident Irene Russell is happy about the plant's closure.
I'm glad that happened. It needed to happen. And they ain't never got to open back up as far as I'm concerned, really.
Right now, the future of the 1,400-acre site is up in the air. And in a way, these very different views of what should happen next reflect a conversation that's taking place all over the country right now. How to transition away from fossil fuels and at the same time protect the good-paying jobs that fossil fuel production provides. Some advocates say that we can do both, and they call it a just transition. To be clear, the refinery did not shut down to cut carbon emissions, but a local environmental justice group called Philly Thrive sees the refinery's closure as a chance to talk about the so-called just transition. Organizer Alexa Ross is running an online petition to campaign for the idea.
We're currently, I just refreshed the page, we're at 298 signatures of Philadelphians who have said we want a just transition at the refinery.
Ross says the community should have a voice in determining the future of the refinery site. After all, at 1,400 acres, it's about the same size as Center City, Philadelphia. Her vision also includes training and financial support for workers. Refinery workers like Anna Maria Boyce want a job that pays well.
I'm sure whatever training that will be offered is not going to be equitable to what we have here. We're not going to make the same money.
Union refinery operators make between $70,000 and $120,000 a year. That's more than double what some jobs in renewable energy pay.
Transitioning away from a fossil fuel-based economy is going to involve pain. And who bears that pain? And when does it happen?
Patrick Young is a former organizer for the United Steelworkers in Pittsburgh. He actually worked on the campaign to save the South Philadelphia refinery when it almost closed back in 2011. Today, the steelworkers aren't talking about a just transition. They just want the refinery to stay open. But Young says the idea actually has roots in the labor movement.
A guy named Tony Mazzocchi, who was a leader, a really visionary leader in the oil, chemical, and atomic workers, really jumped onto the frame of a just transition.
Young says that in the 1990s, Mazzocchi realized the country would need to move away from fossil fuels because of climate change. He coined the term and the key ideas of a just transition.
Ideally, one of the principles of just transition is that people have time and early warning to realize the refinery that I'm working in is closing. It's closing in 4 years. And I can start making plans for what my life looks like in 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, and 8 years.
Obviously, that's not what happened in this case. 4 days after the explosion, workers read in a news report that they would lose their jobs. Young says that's why, if the refinery remains closed, Philadelphia Energy Solutions cannot be a good example of a just transition.
You know, that's just going to make everybody who works in the energy sector that much more terrified that, like, okay, well, if this is a just transition, what the hell is an unjust transition?
Still, some say our future depends on shutting down fossil fuel plants. South Philadelphia resident Shamar Pitts lives near the refinery, and he's not just concerned about air pollution. He's also worried about the increase in extreme hot weather and storms caused by climate change. Pitts says there is no win-win situation for his neighborhood and for the workers right now. But he's got a 6-week-old daughter, and he's worried about her future.
We care about the workers, but we have to change. There's no way we can go on like this. We won't survive.
The mayor's office has formed a working group to determine next steps for the refinery site. The group will hold its first public meeting later this month.
For State Impact Pennsylvania, Emily Pontecorvo.
Philadelphia wants public input on the future of the soon-to-be-shuttered refinery in South Philadelphia. The city has created a 26-member advisory group that draws from labor, academia, business, city government, and community groups. Three public meetings are scheduled, the first on August 6th.